Harvest Nation is a women and Native-owned company that's developing a CSA farm based on indoor aeroponic agriculture. After they conducted a one-year feasibility study, they're now looking for potential customers to sign up for their pilot program. And Danny Paradis is on the phone to tell us about Harvest Nation. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on. This is really exciting.
Well, yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, you told me this whole thing started with your mom and her love of strawberries. Could you share that story with us?
Yes, definitely. So my mom, she was trained as an architect. So she was working in New York City, and her boss, for fun, got her and a couple team members together to enter a design competition as sort of a team builder for the crew. And they went for the History Channel's Cities of the Future competition. And they were looking at the city of Atlanta 100 years in the future and designing and doing planning recommendations for Atlanta. She went to the Science Library in New York City and spent a lot of time there looking at transportation infrastructure, and discovered or found out about a looming fossil fuel crisis that was projected to hit in about 2015 or 2017, but with all the fracking and pipelines, it's been staved off for a while until about 2023 or 2025. And in that research, she found a quote from, I think it was the Department of Energy minister in Canada. He said, oh no, we might not be able to have strawberries in winter due to food supply chain issues with not enough gasoline to go around. And so that put my mom into a place of a little bit of a fear that prompted her to look at, okay, what can we do in northern Minnesota or northern climates to grow and have strawberries in winter for ourselves? And so that kind of got this whole train running. That was about 10 years ago now.
Oh, wow. So now we're living in the future, kind of.
We are. Yeah, definitely.
You know, you said this about shortages in fuel, but also we're thinking about our supply chain nowadays and COVID-19.
Right. And so there's so many different things that could cause, you know, issues over time with supply chain. So I'm all about hyper local. And so as you know, we look to be, you know, self-reliant in our own communities. I'm really grateful that my mom has this beautiful brain to bring something to the forefront. it's been quite a journey and quite an honor to be a part of it and to build it.
Well, tell us about Harvest Nation and who's involved.
All right. So our board of directors and our founding team, so we're all women and proudly enrolled in the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa. We're all family. And so it's two sets of sisters, my mom, Denise Paradis, and she is the CEO and in-house technical expert. My aunt, Tracy Dagan, she is the COO and will be the farm production manager. And my sister, Nikki Love, she is the treasurer, and myself, Danny, I am the president and assigned the role of sales and marketing director. So lots to learn there, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've heard of aquaponics. Tell us about aeroponics. What's that?
Aeroponics, yeah, similar to aquaponics and hydroponics, so soilless farming. And so in hydroponics and aquaponics, where the roots are submerged in water. In aeroponics, aero meaning air, the roots are free hanging in air. And so they are misted at different intervals depending on the crop and what the plant's preferences are, misted with a nutrient mix solution. And so in aeroponics, from the research that's out there, and there's still plenty more to be done on crop performance with aeroponics, the crops yield kind of bigger and more abundant fruits and veggies compared to even hydroponics. And compared to soil farming, you can grow the same amount in about 90% less space. Yeah. And it uses 94% less water than regular soil farming. And so with all the concern over water, and the future of water, this is a really good, option, alternative growing method that we're really excited to deploy up here in the north.
I'm just trying to imagine these plants like hanging with their roots kind of hanging down and like being misted or something. Tell us what that facility is like.
So it will have each, my mom has taken, so most aeroponic farmers, they grow leafy greens. And what my mom has done is she has tailored a system to group certain crops together that have similar environmental preferences. And so the plants, depending on, you know, their size and whether they grow upwards or downwards, we'll just take upwards and greens because they're a simple example. Ours is a stackable system, but it is they do lay horizontal. Our mentor, Kevin Ortenblad with Lettuce Abound Farms in New London, Minnesota, he has an A-frame. Ours is more using like regular shelving. Mm-hmm. And stackable upwards. So in the grow bin, there is a conduit that sits beneath where the roots are, and then there's nozzles to mist. Depending on the crop, the nozzles could be higher pressure or lower. And it's really cool. In the past year with our research project, my mom discovered a new innovation in aeroponics where they're calling it fogponics. So the nozzles are so pressurized, and again, my mom is the technical expert, so I'm kind of just taking her words and giving them to you here, but I think the pressure is so high with fogponics, it creates this almost vapor mist that's even more efficient, and so that's worked itself into our new design, too.
So we are talking with Danny Paradis about aeroponics and Harvest Nation. Tell us about your feasibility study.
It was really, really exciting to have the opportunity to even conduct our own feasibility study. I think before even coming to that idea, we were looking to outsource it to a third party. But the opportunity in doing our own research meant that we could build community in our farm, through our farm, online, and have these real relationships, because the beauty of community-supported agriculture, CSA, it's all about your relationship with your local farmer. And having the community involved allows us to structure our programming to meet the demand of community members, and that's what a food system should do. It should be immediately accountable to the people, because it's a very, it's almost a sacred thing, giving people food, and then that goes into their bodies and energizes them. As we've seen with a lot of the processed foods, there's a lot of sicknesses, chronic illness, like diabetes, obesity, heart issues that are preventable if people have the nutrition that they deserve. So we also have a social justice mission along with what we do. And personally, my family has been negatively impacted by not so good food, and myself included, where I was very, very much overweight. And for a long time there, after I had my two sons, I was very physically uncomfortable, but emotionally and spiritually too, until I realized, even with this business, getting this business going, that I do have agency. So I'm excited to provide people that as well through the farm.
Mm. Yeah, and now that you've progressed out of your feasibility study, you're starting a pilot project. What do you hope will happen with that?
The main thing is to feed the people. We're hoping to have enough funding to do a demonstration for 3 years to feed at least 20 individuals or families. But depending on how much we're able to raise, we could even serve 100. Of course, we want to use the time to log more data on crop performance in aeroponics. And then after about 3 years, use the pilot and the success of that to expand. And we're looking right now to secure the Sudan Underground Mine, although there's a lot of zoning questions because it's a state park and jurisdiction underground, still working out some of the details. But that space just has this awesome height capacity that could really make efficient use of aeroponics in a 3D space.
Wow.
And it being underground, the temperature due to geothermal Mother Nature's natural heat, we're able to keep heating costs down year-round, because I think it's about at least 65 down there.
That is really neat.
It was one of the highlights of our adventure so far, going down there, and we still have to scope out distribution up and down a mine shaft, and see if that is still going to be cost-effective for the demonstration. But then also, when we do go full commercial, we'd like to have 600 CSA customers.
So a CSA is a subscription where people who sign up, they pay a set amount, and then they get a food box every so often. And that is based on as the harvest comes in. Who would you like to sign up for the pilot project?
We are looking for local community members around Iron Range and Boys Fort reservation communities, either Net Lake or Vermilion. We're very, very happy that we have a really good relationship with ACO and the Niwin Market in Duluth, Indigenous Foods Market, and they've already confirmed they will have 10 shares on our 10-day cycle. And so pretty much anybody and everybody that's interested, we're also looking into how we could work with EBT. But then also, if we could have kind of a nonprofit side of our business. Right now, we're an S corp to afford shares for low income demographic, and then also anyone that has high need for great nutrition. Those that have cancer or HIV, I think they would also be great pilot participants.
Okay, and if we're interested, how do we sign up?
If you go to, you can definitely call me, but if you go to our website, www.harvestnationinc.com, on our blog there, there's a post with our press release, and there's a link to put in your web browser. We have a Google form that people can access. It's pretty simple. It doesn't take too much time. All we need is a name, a phone number, and a town, and an email if you have one. And there's no obligation. There's no fees. In fact, our timeline is still way out. We're just getting started with fundraising. Mm-hmm. And so we will do a crowdfunding campaign when we actually are ready to register customers.
Danny, is there anything you want to add?
I am just very, very excited for this, and I'm really grateful to our pilot development advisory board and all of our cheerleaders so far. All the positive feedback really makes a difference on keeping us motivated and moving ahead.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. This is a real exciting project, and we wish you all kinds of luck.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Danny Paradis from Harvest Nation. And if you are interested in being part of the pilot project, check out harvestnationinc.com. And you're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to new ideas in local agriculture.